You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. It is Motherlode Roundup Week, and we have a 2019 Motherlode Roundup Queen. Raina Rogers joins me in the studio as our newsmaker of the day. Good morning, Raina.
Good morning.
Motherlode Roundup Queen, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am 16 years old. I currently attend Sonora Union High School as a junior. I enjoy singing, reading, writing. I love calligraphy, which is actually very odd, but it's something I think is really fun. I also enjoy archery, swimming, and watching Marvel movies. I'm a big nerd.
Well, tell us about your horse.
The horse I use for this competition is named Dooley. He's actually my sister's horse. We bought him about a year ago from a close friend. I think he's 10 years old this year. And we're sort of like siblings ourselves. We butt heads, and we've had a lot of bonding time these past few months. It's been incredible. And he's just an amazing all-around horse. I couldn't ask for a better horse for this competition.
On Sunday night over at the Tuolumne County Sheriff Posse Grounds, that's where the coronation was held. You had a lot of family and a lot of support in the audience. Your sister Carissa Rogers was there. She was the Motherlode Roundup Queen in 2016. What are the advantages and disadvantages of having an older sister who is already Motherlode Roundup Queen?
A big advantage is that my family has already been through this. They know how it all works and operates, and it's basically just straight path. You're good. We got this. Whereas having a sister who is a past queen, you have big shoes to fill. So it can be a little overwhelming at times, but I'm pretty sure I can manage. I can do it.
A lot of expectations from your family?
Not so much as my family. I know the posse members, because I'm a third generation posse member, they like to poke fun at me and make jokes. So they sometimes call me Carissa's younger sister. And then they also call me the little mean one, which is really fun. I'm used to it. I grew up in the posse. They're all like my uncles. So it's great, and it's a lot of fun.
You and your sister definitely have very different personalities.
We do.
Do you feel it's fair at times to be compared to your sister?
Yes and no. My sister and I are the same in a lot of different ways. So we both have quirky personalities. We both love horses. We can be a little crazy at times. And the scary thing is we have the same laugh, so there's that. And then we're both very different in the sense of what we like and how we approach different things. So it can be a little intimidating to be compared to her, but at the same time, I feel so honored. I look up to my sister a lot, and it's a great feeling.
Raina, why did you want to become a Motherlode Roundup Queen?
There are so many different factors in why I competed. My parents were involved with the Queen Committee a few years back. My sister was Queen in 2016, and I've grown up in the posse, shadowed the Queens over the years. And it's something I've always planned on doing. We like to joke that my sister and I were born and bred to run for this contest, so it was something I've decided I always wanted to do.
Some of the awards you won was really impressive. High ticket sales, which also included that you were the first contestant to sell 500 rodeo tickets. Was that a difficult task?
It was. Going out and trying to find people to buy tickets. I know I had to make several posts on Facebook trying to get the word out. I'm super happy that I actually sold 500, though. I sold, I think, 537 tickets total. And so I felt super great because tickets were $15 a piece. So they're really difficult to sell. And I'm actually still selling tickets for commission toward the horse trailer, which also very excited about that. It took me a long time to realize, oh my gosh, I've won a horse trailer and I don't have my driver's license yet.
Well, good job. Okay, so what do you have then? You have a driver's permit?
Yes.
Okay. You won the speech award on Sunday night. Did you feel comfortable about your speech?
I felt very comfortable. Before I went on, I was a little stressed about, oh my gosh, am I going to remember the words that are supposed to come out of my mouth? Or am I going to stand there and freeze? There was one part where I think I kind of tripped, but I filled it in with something that made the crowd laugh. But overall, I felt really great about my speech and performance, and I don't think I could have had a better delivery.
You won the Written Test Award. You won Miss Congeniality Award, and you won Horsemanship Award. Tell us about Horsemanship Award, because that's a huge deal.
the main thing that I wanted from this contest was the horsemanship award. I've been working with a friend of mine, Julie Keller, for the past few years, and I've been riding this horse, Dooley, for the past few months. And because he and I butt heads, it's really, really difficult to sort of get along with him. And there's a lot of warming up involved when riding him. And I had no idea what horsemanship was going to be like Saturday morning. So the fact that I won was absolutely incredible. The pattern that we had to complete was fantastic. That was the best pattern I've ever actually done. I got to have a lot of speed with the queen wave and the flag lap, which was great. The equitation, so we had rail work, and with the equitation, they judge how you ride the horse. And I've shown in Western Pleasure and equitation classes for a very long time, so I felt great about that. But having the horsemanship award, it was fantastic, and my horse trainer was there on Sunday night, and she actually started crying.
You're going to make for a fantastic Motherlode Roundup Queen.
Thank
and
so
represent
much.
Our county very well. We have a lot of events coming up. It is Roundup Week. It is the band review tonight at Sonora High School. Tomorrow night, back at the Tuolumne County Sheriff Posse Grounds, the Calcutta. Always an exciting event, and it's completely free of charge. And then, of course, Saturday morning, Motherlode Roundup Parade, followed by the rodeo over at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora, starting at 2 o'clock on Mother's Day, Sunday. It is a Mother's Day breakfast at the fairgrounds, Cowboy Church with Coy Huffman, 10 o'clock in the morning. Kitty Rodeo starting at 12:30, and then the rodeo once again. Raina Rogers, we will see you throughout this week and this weekend. Once again, congratulations.
Thank you.